Okay, so moving now to Siman Tzadi Beis, you have the Nush. I gave you out the Nush, right? Which I'd like to do, hopefully leave this packet, we can do the beginning of Siman Tzadi Beis between today and tomorrow. I'd like to give early Shia tomorrow if I have to go someplace. Anyway, this Sif is basically now the situation of milk that spilled into meat, right? Classic case, some milk spilled into a meat pot, okay? And that's what the siman is about, except for the first sif. The first sif is the other way around. The first sif is basar shenafal l'toch cholov, okay? Basar shenafal l'toch cholov. So let's see. Yeah, you with me? You have the other sheets? Okay. So the Gemara says here in Chulin, kuf ches. Of course, kuf ches am an aleph, go over to kuf ches am a beis. Itmar. Kezayis Basar, Shenafal Atoch Yorah Shel Cholov. Again, most of the siman is entitled, the name of the siman is Cholov Shenafal Atoch Basar. Okay, milk that fell into meat. But the first sif is the other way around. So we'll start with that. Basar Shenafal Atoch Cholov. Haytmar, Kezayis Basar, Shenafal Atoch Yorah Shel Cholov. Omarav, Basar Asar, V'Cholov Mutar. Okay, we'll stop at that point, okay? The meat is Asar, but again, a piece of meat fell into a big tub of milk, a big pot of milk, okay, and the meat now is osir, but the milk is mutar. Why is the meat osir? So Rashi explains, shenosan acholov tambo, okay, the meat is osir because it fell into a pot of milk, and the milk, now the flavor of the milk impacted the meat, and therefore it's pasur acholov, therefore it's osir. What Rashi does not tell us is, so why is the milk mutar? Right, I mean, that's what Rav says, but why is the milk mutar? Rashi doesn't help us out with that here. Okay, the Meiri does. The Meiri says, and here it's actually on Kuf Ches on the base, the Meiri writes, at the end he writes, Basar Asar Klomar Shechol Nosan Tam Cholov Mutar Shelo Nosan Boha Basar Tam, because the milk evidently did not give the meat flavor. Shestam Hadvarim Kezayis L'Toch Yore Shel Yore Yosem Mishishimu. The language of the Gemara, even though it doesn't say it, sounds like a piece of meat fell into a Yore. Yore is like a big pot. A big pot of milk means there was more than shishim in the cholov against the meat. So therefore, the flavor of the meat did not impact the milk. That's what Amiri says, right? It's shishim. There's shishim in the milk. Okay, the yore means a big pot. So mistame means more than shishim. So the meat is also because the milk impacted the meat. The milk imparted its flavor to the meat. So the chaticha, the meat is also as possible cholov. But the milk is not impacted because there was more than shishim in the milk against the meat. So the flavor of the milk went into the meat, so the meat's also, but the flavor of the meat did not go into the milk in a sufficient enough quantity, it's not no sintam, therefore, because it wasn't shishim. And then I found out, as a printing mistake, but look in the source 4, it's Rashi on the Rif. Okay, you know, you look in the Rif, the standard edition of the Rif here is Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. So Rashi, there is Rashi printed in the standard page in the Rif. Look in any Gishas, you have the Rif in the back, you have, on the side, you have the Ran, or sometimes the brachas, you have the Ben Yonah, sometimes the Mukhi Yosef, the primary and the bottom of the Ramban, but Rashi is always printed on the side. So now Rashi, you know, to the rest of what we know, did not write a parish on the Rif. It's Rashi from the Gemara, that's whoever printed it, put it in, turned out to match what the Rif said, right? But there were different manuscripts of Rashi's extant, and sometimes you find the comment of Rashi on the Rif that we didn't find in the Gemara. This is one of those times, okay? We look at the different Masa, Cholov Mutar. And our Gemara, looking back at source 2, just said he just explained why the basar is also. But in the commentary on the Rif, Rashi writes, Cholov Mutar Sha Basar Lo Nosan Botam Ki Hu Ma'at. It doesn't say Shishim, it means it's very little. It's a little amount. So basically like the Miri. Okay? Like the Miri. The Tosus on the page in Chulin, on that page in Chulin, Kuf Ches Amud Beis, okay, Gedia Sor Lo Cholov, okay, Tosis just assumes a davar pasha. We just said the Miri says it explicitly. Rashi on the Rif says explicitly. Tosis assumes a davar pasha. The reason it uses yora, he had perhaps the gears of yora gadola, is because if the meat would taka fallen into a small amount of milk, okay, then next shava kol kedi. Okay, mishum shamnunis habasar mu'urav b'cholav alonis patal. If it was only little, there was no bittul. So Tos also assuming that the case that we're talking about in the Gemara is when it was more than shishim, it was a lot of milk. would have been a little milk than taka. The whole thing would have absorbed the flavor from the meat also. The meat after shamnunis, as you know, as fat and so on and so forth, would have been absorbed, the flavor would have been absorbed, and then you would have had a real basar chalav problem. So back now to the Gemara, okay, back in source one. Now we know why. Good. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to introduce something which we will talk about at greater length. The Isal Kadatech Efshel Sof to Osir Cholav Amay Mutter, Cholav Nevelahu. Okay? I'm holding off explaining it fully now because I want to really focus now for this sif on something else. But the Gemara talks about Efshel Softo. Efshel Softo literally means can you squeeze it out? Schita. Right, can you squeeze it out? Okay, it means can you get rid of the iser? For our purpose right now, we'll say that that's the same thing as chaticha nasas nevela. Okay, when you have a piece of milk, it lands on the meat, it spreads into the meat. It's really the next sif. That's why I'm not talking about it right now, at length. Okay, but we'll get to it. But the chaticha nasas nevela, the whole piece becomes also. You can't squeeze it out, so to speak. Okay, so cholav amay mutter, cholav nevela hu. But then why is the milk mutter? What do you mean, why is the milk mutter? We just said why the milk is mutter, because it was so little milk. No, but it says cholav nevelahu. What does that mean exactly? Okay? Look at Rashi in 6, where the Gemara is getting at. Good, there's a lot more milk, shishim, and whatever else we said. But the Gemara says, hold everything. Okay? The Gemara says, wait a second. Look at Rashi in 6. Cholav amay mutter. What milk are we talking about? Hare cholav ma'at shenivla bebasar nasa nevela shari nesar. Some milk is absorbed into the meat, right? Which is why the meat becomes osir. But now that milk, which is inside the piece of meat, now becomes basar b'cholav. And when the meat is sitting there in this pot, what happens to that milk that was absorbed into the meat? It comes back out and is mixed with the rest of the milk. Right? Look, you see the point? Hari cholav ma'at shenivla b'basar nasavela shari nesar v'chshechazar v'niflat b'shar ha'cholav hari le min b'mino cholav osu b'cholav heter v'rav islay min b'mino lo batel. Okay? He holds min b'mino can never be batel. For our purposes right now, what does that mean? Min b'mino? When do we say bitul? We discuss as much earlier in the year. Is when there's a clash. But there's no clash. It's milk and milk. There's no bitul. So therefore, ask the Gemara, okay? Ask the Gemara. Now, we don't pask in this way. That's why, I'm starting this because it's relevant to the sip. We don't pask in this way. But just to give you these basic principles here, okay? These basic principles, he holds min b'mino is low bottle. So therefore, it's the cholav is nevela. Which cholav, look at the third Rashi. Which cholav are we talking about? Which cholav? Ze shenivla v'nischat. The cholav that was absorbed and then, then squeezed out, then came out, right? In other words, that's an important comment of Rashi. So, answers the Gemara, you're right. Dolom kasava rav efshel softo osir. It's taka osir. Chaticha nasa veila. That milk should be a problem. But we have a tzeres hakosu. Shiny hosim. Or a kroa. Lo svasher gliba chalimo. Gedi osir torah. Velo chalov. Okay? The din of bas v'chalov. The tzeres. Now we don't follow this, but the Gemara rejects this later. But for our purpose now, look in Rashi, in the last Rashi in 6. Gedi osir torah velo chalov. Afilu chalov mutter. Afilu hoya b'basar shir godol ostam b'basar b'chol ha'cholav shir oi namid or after cholav mutter. We have a Xeris HaKosa, which he learns, the only thing that can treif up milk is meat. Other milk can't treif up milk. Gedi velo cholav. And Gemara rejects it, but for our purposes now. Okay? So I want to talk a little bit now, just by way of introduction, this is a very important simon, obviously, at Tzadi Beis, okay, in terms of bitul. Right, those are just background information. We'll see, we don't pass on all of this, but we'll see the fundamentals are important. Okay, that what I just introduced to you. Okay, now. So let's understand how does bitul work. First of all, where does bitul come? How does bitul work? Where does bitul come from altogether? Okay? And how do we know that there's such a concept of bitul? So there's a pasuk chumash. Okay, by the avodas hayom and yom kippur. Parshas Achrimos, Vayikra Perk, Tezayin, Pasuk Yudches. V'yotzal mizbech ha-shalifne Hashem, the Kohen Gadol, v'chiper olav, v'lokach midam ha-por u midam ha-soyer, v'nosan al-karnas mizbech saviv. the Kohen Gadol had to take from the dam of the par and the dam of the sor. Par is a cow, sor is a goat, of course. Okay, so the Kohen Gadol had to take from the dam ha-par and the dam ha-sor and sprinkle them on the karnas mizbeach. Achas, 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 etc. Okay, now, I mentioned before, Rav seemed to hold, or Min Bimino is not batel. That's actual machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that way, that Min Bimino is not batel, and the Rabbanon hold that Min Bimino is batel. So now look in source 8, the Gemara Menachas, Chav Beis and Aleph, Gomor, Chav Beis and Beis. Amar Yochanan, Ushneim Mikra Echad Darshu. Both Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Min Bimino low batel, and the Rabbanon hold Min Bimino is batel, are darsh in the same pasuk, namely this pasuk here in Achremos. The lokach midama par midama soyer hadover yedua shedamo shel par meruba midama shel soyer. Okay, there's a lot more. A cow is a much bigger animal than a goat, right? A par is a bigger, so there's much more blood in that basin or whatever from the par than from the soyer. So rabbanon sabri mikan la olin sheim mevatlan zeza. Olin means things that go on his back. Oh, that doesn't mean it's like carbon ola, but it means something that goes on his back. A carbonus that I put on his back, there's no bitla. Ain mevatlin zezeh. So therefore, because the idea is the blood is, I should have said this before, the idea is that these bloods are mixed together in one thing, right? There's one bowl or whatever the blood is. And yet the pasuk still calls it independently damasor and damapar and damasor. And they retain their identity. You follow that's what's key in that pasuk. The dama par and the dama sor retain their identity, even though what I mean it should be bittel. There's much more dama par than is dama sor. Should say if we kach mi dama par that includes the dama sor, but yet the dama sor, despite being less, far less in quantity, because it's a much smaller animal, it retains its identity. You follow? So it's like kach mi dama par mi dama sor. So therefore, the Rabbanan say, the Chacham say, you see from here, she'en mevatnes olin means by kachim, things which are olin on his beach. There's no such thing as bittel, and therefore take the dam sor retains his identity. Rabbi Yehuda savar mikan lamin bemino she'en obato, not just by kachim. Yehuda learned a special din in general min bemino, because blood and blood here. So min bemino is never bato. Rabbanan savar mikan olin shemevatnes zeze. No, would have said it differently. How did Darshan in the pasuk? Fine, okay. But that's the machlokas Yehuda and the Rabbanon. Okay, the Rabbanon hold in general min bimino is bottle, but not by kachim, not by olim, by things going his back. And he says the other way. Okay, Rashi explains hadover in chav beis malal not hadover do afilu hachi karla kate nami dam soy. Right, it retained its identity. The Torah still calls it dam soy, even though it's much more. Afuish is arbo dam apar. Okay. Because the Gemara says, "Ira dama par tov dama sorry," because they're mixed together, as we know. Okay, so the Chacham is saying, "Mikan la olin." Behind the dom and the masid, the zvachim olin in the below about la'adadi. Again, olin doesn't mean carbon ola, but it means something ola alam is bad. Okay, good. Okay, now bring this back to us. Okay, so the Gemara after that back and forth with we started with the source one, further on the page in Kuf Chesam and Aleph, further on the page in Kuf Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says, further on that page, the Gemara says, Eloli Olam Kosova Rav, guess what? Cholov Nami Osir. The Gemara concludes that Rav at the end agrees, in fact, that the milk is also Osir because of the Cholov that was Nivla in it, like we explained before, right? It came out. Okay, the mivla bola mifla lo polit. Rav says, but there's a difference. The milk would be usher, but here we said it's mutter. Okay, it's because it's a hachamai askinan. It's a we'll look at Rashi. Hachamai askin 12. The Omer Rav leil bosa usher chol of mutter kigon shenafa usher zayt tov yoror osachas. The masha bolea ain't opolate. Okay, in other words, when it's bubbling, looking back in the Gemara in 11, mivla bola, okay, mivla bola, the basar, the piece of meat, is bolea, the milk, but miflat lo polat. Okay, but at that point, while the bubbling is taking place, it, I don't know if this scientifically is true, but the meat that falls into a bubbling pot We thought before it was just a piece of meat and a regular milk. Now it's another milk is also bubbling milk. That piece of meat falls in. Piece of meat falls into a bubbling pot of milk. So says Rav, in this case, the piece of meat absorbs the flavor from the milk, but no, the milk does not come back out. The milk would, if the milk would come back out, so then Take, okay, the milk would come back out, and Take, Rav would agree that would ask for the milk, like we said before. But here the milk didn't come back out, because while it's boiling, Mivla Bala, Mifla Lo Polit. So we ask, okay, Sof Kinaya Chador Polit. So, all right, but when it stops bubbling, then it'll expel it. It's still hot, even though it's not bubbling, it's still hot for a while. So then, so answers the Gemara, B'shekodam V'silko, he took the piece of meat out. He got the meat out just in time. Okay, he got the meat out. The guy saw that a piece of meat fell into the bubbling pot, and he said, oh my goodness, he takes a ladle or something, a shovel or something, a scoop, takes the piece of meat out. The piece of meat's going to be awesome, because it absorbed the milk. But the milk will remain mutter. You follow? Because it didn't have time or the capacity to expel that. Again, whatever milk is absorbed inside the meat is takabos v'chalo. So we said that it should go turn back and ask the milk when it comes back out. But it doesn't come back out at that point while the pot's bubbling, says Rob. And we're talking about a guy scooped it out before. Okay? That's the case. As Rosh, as long as it's not, did not calm down, did not stop from bubbling, okay, then it's not polite. The meat won't expel that flavor. But when you turn off the flame, you know, that stops bubbling, it's still hot, it will be polite. Because Shakarim is silko. So also Zayis called him Shatanuah. He took that Kazayis out. Okay, now, there's an important tosis, really not directly our issue, but it's an important thing, Allah Maisa. Okay? But the first part is arrogant. Tosis, yeah, Dil Maslow, and there, Chul and Kuf Chesabay. Tosis, yeah, Shanofal Tokur. Tosis, very nice answer, but Tema. The Dabra Hanirei Lion with the pullet. What do you mean? Is that true? When a pot is bubbling, nothing is expelled from one thing to another? He said, we see with our own eyes. It's not true. How do we see with our own eyes? Tichshenosin yerek b'teira rosachas. You take a vegetable and you put it in a bubbling hot water. You make the soup. Or you want to cook up the vegetables. You put the, I don't know, you first boil a pot of water. You pour in the broccoli or whatever. Okay? Mishtanem maris hamayim in a yerek. The water is going to turn green if you're cooking broccoli, right? When you put broccoli in to the water is bubbling. The water changes color on account of the vegetable, whatever, I pick broccoli, whatever. I'll turn yellow with a carrot. I'm turn orange with a carrot, right? So you see what? Even when the pot is bubbling, something is expelled, right? You have a piece of meat which is hot, and you put it in something, and some of the flavor will come, you know, the stuff will come out, the sauce will come out, the gravy will come out. So Pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel, so Rashbam says, hard to calm our miflat opalit. Okay, when the Gemara says miflat lo polit, that it doesn't expel, the piece of meat doesn't expel that treif milk that's now inside of it, that bosbal milk that's now inside of it, it's not talking about because of the bubbling, it's not true. It'll expel it, but hainu adche soveya milivloa, havala achar shesoveya chozer polit, okay, v'chein pirishu ben shmaya, okay, what he says is it doesn't do both at the same time. It's not bolea and polate at once. That's what it means. Not because of the bubbling water, but it's not the meat will be bolea flavored all at that exact instance. It won't be a simultaneity. Okay? It won't happen until after Saveh. It's polate after it's through being bolea. Of course, we don't know when that is. That's the problem. Okay? How long does it take? 2 seconds? 10 seconds? But what he's saying, and Rabbi Shmuel says, and when it says in the Gemara, when it comes, when it, you know, when it stops, it's nayach, it rests. Not that it rests from bubbling; it rests from being absorbed, from absorbing. Okay, and the Gemara says, "Kodem silko means kodem shugamar bliyosam." The problem is, we don't know what that shear is. We'll see about that later. But that's how Tosas, though. Tamachos Rashi and Tosas had on this Gemara. Okay, Tosas now goes on. The rest of the Tosas, interesting. I think it's okay. Halach lamaisa. Not our topic directly here, but he says it's based on the same idea. But Osan Kalim Ka'oros Asuros. you have treif kalim and you want to kasher them. Or you want to kasher for Pesach, right? Hagol is kalim. And what do? Magilim osam tov yore gedola. Okay? You put them in when the water is bubbling. Okay? How long does that have to be in there? You go to before Pesach to kasher your kalim. It used to be, you know, when I grew up, the shul had, you know, three nights or whatever before Pesach, a mass kasher operation. Because the shul had these huge pots. You could put a lot of stuff in at one time and so on. I don't know, they even still do it. Yeah, they thought, because today people are wealthy, everyone has flesh. By us, everybody's got a Pesach set. You know, it's not so, so you have to kasher a few kiddush cups maybe. And even that, people have, I'm not a rich person, but I have separate kiddush cups for Pesach, big deal. You know, there's a shame you have children that come by mitzvah, everyone gives you kiddush cups, you make something Pesach. Okay, you can kasher, it's not so much that, you know, but at one time, people it was expensive to make Pesach, and people did not have second sets of silverware. You can buy a set of silverware now, you go to one of these places and get for $50 a set of silverware, service for $8. And right, I mean, it's not so, I'm not saying the highest quality, but I'm just saying it's not so. But at one time, so they have the, I remember in Tinek, in Bnei Shun, had these in the kitchen, in the old building, this big, this huge vats, you know, tubs of boiling hot water. So now you want a kasha, so how long do you have to leave them in? So it's bubbling water. Hagola requires bubbling water. Okay, 212 degrees, right, to the bubbling point. So, Hoya Matzrich Rabbeinu Shmuel, Rav Shalom Aleichem Shah Gedola. Because you have to leave it in there for a long time. Ad Kedei Shalom Shos Ligmor B'liyah V'lach Sov V'liflot. Remember, what are you kashering for? You're trying to expel the forbidden flavor or expel the chometz stick of flavor, whatever you're kashering for. Let's say it's a mistake of also chometz, a mistake in the kitchen, now you're kashering a pot. What you want the pot to do is to purge, okay, or expel that forbidden flavor, right? That's the whole purpose of kashering. So, according to Rashbam, just said it doesn't happen instantaneously, right? So therefore, if you're going to take a chometz stick bowl or a metal chometz stick pot or a chometz stick silverware, okay, and you want it to get rid of the chometz, you want to purge the chometz flavor out of it, want to get it to, so it says the Rashbam, you got to leave it, he says, sure, an hour, that's a long time. You got to leave it a long time because he just said that it's first bolea, then it's polate. So you better leave it in for a while. Now then they said, V'dover temahu, to me, Bucky later shears that. So what is it, an hour, a minute, a half hour, 2 minutes? What is it? Rabbeinu Tam, So Ben Tam has a third explanation for this whole thing. He said it can't be. Rabbeinu Tam, it can't be that that's what mifla bala mifla lo pala the Gemara means. It can't mean that it doesn't expel while it's absorbing. Because who knows when does that end? When you know what's the shear exactly? For Agolas Kalim, Rashbam picked it out. Where did he pick that from? I don't know. Ask him. But there's no. How do we know that? So Rabbeinu Tam is a whole different, a third approach. He says, "Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Hodah Kamar Hocha Mivla Bala Polat Mivla Lo Polat, Hainu Lo Polat Mashabala Achshav." It can't be polite. Because Tosi says, "Kasha, who says it's not polite? You put broccoli into this, put vegetable into the soup, it changes colors pretty quickly. So it is polite." He says, no, it's not polate, that which it was just now bolea. What's going on here? This meat was bolea milk from the pot, and now that milk became a chetz of basar cholam, and now the meat's going to be polate. That, it won't be polate right away, that which it was bolea. By the broccoli in the soup, or the carrot in the hot water you're cooking up. So it's being maflit, something that wasn't just bolea that. Okay, it wasn't bolea anything. It's maflit was in there from before. Mashal balumi kodem that pullet. Now the only thing is, so Rabbeinu Tam would not require for Agolas Kalim purposes to leave the thing in there right away for an hour. You could leave it in, take it right away, put it right away because it's polite immediately. We're interested in this kli being polite, expelling that which was absorbed during the course of the year, all the chametz. So that happens instantaneously. But he says, now the other issue of Magos Kelim, that's what I suppose it's about, it's not directly our topic. He said, He says, the problem is, if you take a kli that's ben yomo, okay, and you don't have 60 in the water against the, so then you leave it in there, well, when it's roshim, so the mayim will be bolea, the iser from the kli, okay, and the mayim will be bolea that, and the problem will be, you know, again, if you put in two kalim at once, it'll go into the other kalim, you know, it'll, how does that go to work? You know, if the way it works like this, it'll be bolei this, it'll be pulling into the water, okay? And then the next thing you put in the water, or kalim zachar zer, and so on, two different people, okay? So anyway, that's the rest of the toast. You can read it, you should read it, it's interesting. That's why we, first of all, do not kasher something that's ben yomo. The rabbi will always tell you, usually the rabbi is there, somebody knows the din of Hagola. There's a din that ain't magila, nela b'fnei bal Hagola, not bal Hagola, a wagon driver. Bal Hagola, someone knows the din of Hagola. Okay? So the, usually the shul has somebody who knows the din of, or the rabbi himself is there, other rabbis are there. So they'll always ask you, did you use this last 24 hours? You don't kasher unless you, because then whatever flavor in there is a dosen tal of gum. So, and we also try to use a big pot, l'chatchila, that has more than shishim against whatever the issue is. Okay, that's what the rest of that toast is about. Getting back to our subject, now it's an important toast, but we're getting back to our subject. So we see three ways to learn this Gemara. So let's look at the Rambam now, Perek Tes, Halacha Ches. Bosor shenofel atoch ha-cholov, o chol shenotoch ha-bosor. V'nitzbah shel imo shiur menos in tam. Cooked there, shiur menos in tam. Ketzen. Chaticha shel bosor, our case. Shenofel akder rosachas, he says, bubbling hot thing of milk. Toim hanochri es hakadera. The meat for sure is also. How about the milk? Let the, find the goy, a friendly goy, to taste the milk. Im Omar Sheish Matam Bosar, so if he says that this milk tastes like it has meat in it, it's Osir, Im Lav Mutaris, otherwise a Mutaris. But Vosa Chaticha Sur, but the piece of meat is Osir. Mehmed Var Mamurim, when is that true? Shekod Navahotis Achaticha Kodem Shetiflot Cholav Shabola. That's if you right away took the piece of meat out before it had a chance to be polate, whatever milk can absorb. Avalin Lo Salak, then Misharmos of the Shishim, Misha Cholav Shinivalabo Venesar, Yotza. Then you need milk. You need 60 against a piece of meat because of other milk. Okay, and of course we Ashkenazim don't rely on that. Okay, on the tasting we always say shishim. Okay, yeah.
Did we see that the Machaber uses giving a goy to taste it, and the
Ramah
was always saying using shishim?
Right, so Machaber tastes
the Ramah. I'm saying, so why does the Ramah say here? Avalin lo salak misharmos of the shishim. Why does it say avalin lo salak? Again.
No, I'll tell you what, yeah, because there we're afraid that even if the milk doesn't taste like meat, but the milk has absorbed the meat from the other thing, okay? You know, well, hold on, we'll see in a second, okay? Im lo sil mishal mishishim, because that milk, the milk had an absorption of basar v'chalav. Okay, that other milk that was inside the meat had basar v'chalav flavor in it. It may not be enough to impact the milk, but it's enough. In other words, it's enough to say it right. Let's just see. See, we paskin min bimino is bato, okay. But the meat is osir. If it's hold the thought. Okay, let's just see. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch rules this way too. Let's take a look. See if I'll. Okay. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch rules this way here in the Aruch Siman Sadi Beis Sifalot. Shulchan Aruch says, "Bosel shenofel l'tocher shenchal rosech toim over kavak there." If I'm a sheish b'tam bosel suim lab muteres apfilu b'pachus mishishim. Right, as long as no flavor. Ba'osa chaticha asur medr amur kishikar motzi chaticha kodem tifor cholav shabola. The hainu kodem shen tenuach hayorem resichasa. So he defines like Rashi. The bubbling is the issue. Okay. Avin lo his bikkul salko at shiucha lifot achelav cholav shabola. Afal pi shetamo over the kama ein bo tam klal usher elam kenyesh bo samet, because you may not be able to discern the flavor at that point because it's milk and milk. Okay, it is milk and milk, but it's milk that was already rendered not kosher. You follow? It's milk and milk. The milk that came out of the meat is vadeo. The milk that came out of the meat is basar v'chalav, regardless of what it tastes like. You follow? That milk that was absorbed into the meat is for sure basar v'chalav. That milk is now expelled back into the other milk. So then you need shishim, because even when a guy tastes it, that's what he says. Af apisha tam of the chama ein bo tam klal, it's still osir, elam kenyesh basamav. Okay, and of course there are more ads, ayin lels, common, that it's in tzadachet, they don't know if this wapit is called overcome, we don't sam b'chol in him. You follow? It's when you see, it's milk in milk, it's mino. Okay, yeah. That's the point. Let's take a look at the Nosa. Can I hear the Taz? I won't see this. Okay, so this is the case that if meat falls into a pot of milk, we say shishim. The Taz points out, it's a quote now, Yesh kan beizi surin. Ha'echem mitzam tam boser shemaflit la'acholov techev achar nefilo l'shom. There's the flavor of the meat which is expelled into the milk immediately after it falls in. L'zeh mehanesh shishim b'cholov. For that, shishim works l'kulam. Okay, but v'yesh iser acher. Okay. The hainu ha'cholov shebolei ha'bos ha'tocho chozer v'oser shar ha'cholov shebiore uv'zeh lo mehanesh shishim. Okay, automatically. L'rashi disrile min v'minu v'mashu. This is the end of Shachal Achar Shatnu Achayore. In fact, it might not even, according to Rashi, it wouldn't even help with Shishim. It's also a Mashu. But then he says, Avalanan Kamak Venetam, Dafilu Min Bemino Bottle B'Shishim. We pass him in his bottle, so Shishim's enough. So Gam Lachar Shachar, Mikol Mokam, Hane Shishim. Raksha Ramashu Bal Dezu, Sil Apapokas, Mijesh Hetai Deitim is Kvela. And we don't do that. That's the Rambam. That's the title. So that answers your question? Okay, now look at the Aruch HaShulchan for a summary. Okay? Aruch HaShulchan says in Sinatari Basiv Gimel, Yesh B'zeh Shelos, there are a number of Shilohs here that he's bothered by. Yesh B'zeh Shelos Gedolos. I don't understand a few things that are going on here. Okay? Let's look at Siv Dalet. So Siv Gimel, yes, one question. He asks, well, why do we assume that the meat's automatically usher? Why not have the guy taste that too? Okay, all right. But Siv Gimel, yes, it's different. Siv Dal, Od Yesh Lishol. Okay, Od Yesh Lishol. The Eich Amrinan Kishalo Karam Silko Tzok Shishim Achal Neged Abosa, Shay Shishim Kosher Achalo. One second. How is shishim going to work here? How does shishim even work here? Our case, we said that if you took the piece of meat out, okay, before, okay, so if you took the piece of meat out before, then you shishim in the milk against the meat, okay, it didn't have time to be. To be polite, right? But if it is, one second, again, Eicham in the Kishalo Karav Silko, the Tzok Shishim Echolov Neger Abasa, okay, Uchshiyesh Shishim Kosha Echolov. But why? Why would it be good if you have Shishim? How many times did it happen? The meat absorbed milk, okay, the meat absorbed milk. And then it expelled this other side. How much meat, how many kizesim of meat did the, how many kizesim of cholov did the meat absorb when it fell in? Right? It's a big yore. So the meat absorbs cholov. So may have absorbed several kizesim of cholov. No? How much cholov was absorbed by this piece of meat? Could have been more than one kizayis. If it's more than one kizayis, so now when it's later going to be polate that into the overall mix, shishim's not going to help. You need shishim against what? Each kezias. You need shishim against each amount of milk that became basim chalav. So the meat absorbed several kezias of chalav and made several kezias of chalav into basim chalav. And now the meat is polate that back into the mix. So what does shishim against the piece of meat help? It's not a matter of shishim against the piece of meat. It's shishim against what? The cholov that became contaminated, so to speak, that became bas v'cholov, the chetz of bas v'cholov, that could be more than, right? Here is kasha.
Supposed to be less.
What?
Supposed to be less.
Yeah, you don't know, but he assumes, im kein miyodea kama zeisei cholov bolo abasu polta. Kevan shir abasu zman rab makdeir ar bolo polta, chazo bolo polta many times, bleak bull. V'ulai ein b'hakdeir rishishim neged acholov shir bolo polta. Right? And certainly, at least one kezias, so he says, so the shishim and the cholov shouldn't be against a piece of meat, it should be against at least one kezias of cholov. Because that it certainly did, right? He says, Ve'od ki misharin shishim neged abos alavada my mutter ha kezayis chol avada the bolo polta. Im kein ha'olam lahatzir shishim neged gamma kezayis chol shabolo polta. So in Sifrei he gives an important rule. Ve'yosin nira lasos klal gadol b'yisur. That's why I want to do this. Klal gadol b'yisur. Shaydei blios uplatos. Assume she threw blios uplatos. She'i efshar she'hanesa yela yoser koach midover ha'osro. Klal gadol. That which becomes usher now can't be stronger than that which made it usher. What this milk that was absorbed into the meat, what is usher? What made it usher? The meat, right? So therefore, it cannot be more chomer than that milk now. Good several kizasim came in, but they can't be more chomer than the meat. She'i efshar she'anesa yela yoser koch midavar osro. Velo yofa kocha told the yos mikochav. Therefore, v'kevan dachcholo habolo hababasar isur mikoch habasar. That milk which went into the meat became usher because of the meat, right? And that's why, because Isaac and Shishim against a piece of meat is good enough. An important klal. Okay? Otherwise, he said, by all other Yisurim, well, because Isaac and Nevela, Shanofa, like Deira, well, why do we do a Shishim? It should be many, the same thing. Elevadai, last line of Sifhei, the Ein Anes Yocho, Lesser Yosem, Kocha, Osir. And that's the din over here. So I did want to bring out that important rule from the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's just begin a little bit in Aleph Beis. Okay? The reverse case now. Cholov shenofel toch basar. Okay, the Mishnah says chulin kuv ches al beis. Tipas cholov shenofel ala chaticha. A drop of milk spilled on a piece of meat. The more classic case, right? You're running the kitchens and you're carrying a glass of milk. One of the kids trips. A little bit of milk spills on a chaticha. So im yesh ba benosen tam ba osa chaticha osar. Okay, if the milk is enough to give flavor to that piece of meat, it's osar. Now, we're talking here about the way the meat is in a pot. Okay? So, near esakader, he stirred the pot. Okay? Now, that little drop of milk is where? It's all through the pot. Then, in Yeshua Zatam Osakadera Osir. Then, it's only going to be Osir if it could impact the whole pot. In other words, you were stirring the pot. The milk splattered in while you were stirring and it landed on one piece of meat, but before you knew what happened, you know, you kept stirring. So now, you need, it would be shisha, you can count towards the shishim, the whole pot. Because that droplet of milk is somewhere in the pot. When it lands on one piece of meat, you need shishim in that one piece of meat. Okay? Look at Rashi, 19. Tipas cholov shenofel al chaticha. B'toch hakedera, al achas min hachatichos. It landed on one of the pieces of meat in the pot. V'lo hegis is hakedera. Megis is near. Same thing. Megis on the Shabbos. Stirring, right? V'lo hegis hakedera. V'lo nechlak tama tipa el lo'os hachadich abad. That piece of milk impacted only landed on that one piece of meat. Okay? Shem yesh ba v'lo sentam ba'os hachadich ha'klomar she'ein ba'os hachadich ha'bad ha'shishim ha'bad ha'al tipa mi'ad ne'aser hachadich ha'bad. So that piece of meat comes osir, but u'b'shar hachadich ha'stikera lo ayri. The Mishnah doesn't tell us, well, what's with the rest of the pieces? The Gemara will tell us. It's a machlokas im choseres osa chaticha mosarat and all. Well, that piece of meat now as the rest of the pot. But near a sakdera, hegis bar miad kodem shekibla chaticha tamen at the tipa right away. Then the hashton is arva tipa b'chulon. Now you were stirring some milk splatters in. You were stirring now the milk in the whole pot. So now yesh bar menos and tamos sakdera koma ain kach b'tipa lesser kulon and ki yesh menos and tam liten b'chol akdera. Okay. Now Amar Rav. Here's where it comes. Amar Rav 20. Chulin kuv ches al alav. Kevan shenosan tam b'chaticha. Chaticha atzo nasis nevela. Voseres kol hachatichas kulon mipnei shein mina. Rav says, all the meats in the pot, it's all the piece of meat, the amount of pieces of meat in the pot, are going to become osir, because that whole piece now becomes chaticha atzo nasis. We call that chanan, chaticha nasis nevela. Or really, cha'anan, ches ayin nun nun, chaticha atzmanas zevela. So, cha'anan, but most people say chanan, chaticha atzmanas zevela. Rather, the Gemara's expression here is chaticha atzmanas zevela. So, that piece of meat onto which the milk spilled, and it wasn't big enough to be vato. So, that entire piece of meat now becomes usr, and it will usr whatever pieces are in the pot. It's min mimino. Okay, it'll usr whatever piece of meat in the pot. So, Amar Rav, let's see Rashi. Amar Rav.
He atzma kula nasis iser
Boseres kol chatichos kulon. Vafilu yesh ben chidinavat al chaticha kulo. Nesar nesros kulon. Come back to that. Okay. Why? Even according to Rashi, that's what we alluded to that before. Tosa before alluded to that. Okay. Tosa in back in. I'm sorry, not Tosa, the Taz. Back in Sivkot and Aleph, 16 alluded to this, Rashi. He says, even the piece itself, even if there's shishim in the pot against that piece, it won't help. We don't pass it out. Well, Rashi seems to pass it out, we don't pass it out. Okay, we pass the piece of meat, can become kosher if there's 60 in the pot, not against a drop of the milk, but against the meat. Okay? Let's look further. Kuf Chesna Beis. Okay, the Tanya, we'll finish up. I'll finish up the two other things. 22. The Tanya. Tipas cholach, shavah lachaticha. Kevin shalas tam lachaticha, lachaticha atzman nas devela. Voseres cholach lachaticha, kul meishem. Mina divar bihuda. That's all the bihuda. But chomer ovim, achi titein tam, berote vekif lachatichos. Okay? No, it has to be noticed in time, the whole pot, including the gravy, including the kippahs, like bits of pieces of meat, the larger pieces. Omer Rebbe near and Dibra Behuda, okay, b'shalo near b'shalo kisa. That's if you never stirred it around. Then the Behuda's right. Okay, but Dibra Chacham b'shalo kisa. Let's see what that means. Rashi. Keva 23. Keva shenosa tambos chatiha. Klomar. Keva, there's enough milk. Sheyesh poka delitin tamba osa chatiha kol osar. All potsos, afilu nearest, if they're dikla memra nechla kakulan, the hari ainbok de less, afilu hoki, osir, dham varsha kame, we said, they shame mina, the ficha koser is kulan, afilu ain elef, sheishpan kade, sheishpan levatra, the isser still, min mino, he owed mino lo botu, hom omim, ad shatite in tam, kosalta dat, we need a tipa, has to give some kind of flavor. Okay, kipa is the little piece of meat stuck on the side of the pot. So what's the idea? At the end, near. Near means Hegis ba Magis. Hamanaris Hakadera. Mispasha Tambakula. You stir the pot, then that spreads in the whole thing. Similarly, Bechena Mechas also. Also, if you cover the pot. Why? Neshamea Shulayim Ola Nad Pobi Yordin. Because the liquid, Ad Pia, should really say. Ola Ad Pia. At the water, when you're cooking on a pot, it's covered, so there's condensation. And the condensation goes up and down, and kind of it goes through the whole thing. Okay? Just look in the mirror, he summarizes it. Near a secondary kodesh b'al chadicha, and so on. So he says, when you stir it, so, hari nis, end of the line, hari nispashet kolach chelab chalab rotev. Like before, if the milk goes into one piece of meat and it's stirred right into the pot, so now the milk is inside the pot. Now the milk is inside the pot, and it's still if you cover it, because look what he says, and therefore you can the whole pot can be starif to the shishim. But he says, "Chayim kiso so shai da kiso aedim aed is aed yalam in aretz." You know what it means? It's condensation, steam. Okay. Yeah, the steam goes up and down and so on, and it can travels things around inside. So, the steam will bring it around. Okay. You know what? One second. Right, you know, maybe we'll stop a little bit. Remind me up to the 24, we'll stop here. Okay, well, we know that one thing. I'd like to do this year, it's close to the 9:31.